Hi, everyone, and welcome to our podcast. I'm Sarah, and I'll be your host for today's episode. Joining me today is Felix Zhao, CEO and founder of Cassia Networks. Cassia is focused on solving the IoT connectivity, locationing, and management challenges faced by today's enterprises. The company is also an active member of the Bluetooth SIG, the standard organization which oversees the development of Bluetooth standards and licensing of Bluetooth technologies and trademarks for manufacturers. Well, thank you, Felix, for taking the time to speak with us again today and to educate our listeners a little bit more about Bluetooth technology and about Cassia Networks. So without further ado, let's get started. So Felix, can you tell our listeners a little bit more about Cassia Networks?
Sure, Sarah. Thanks for having me. Cassia was started 7 years ago. At Cassia, we focus on solving IoT connectivity, locationing, and the management challenges faced by enterprises today. Right now, Cassia is the leading provider of Bluetooth gateways and IoT network management software that make Bluetooth IoT easy, scalable, and secure. Our products and solutions have been widely used by many enterprise customers in over 30 countries and regions for many different IoT applications, such as industrial IoT, digital health, smart building, smart campus, and personnel and asset tracking.
That's great. Thank you for covering that. So can you tell our listeners a little bit more about the core advantages of Cassia's Bluetooth gateways and IoT access controller?
Sure. There are eight core advantages of using Cassia gateways and IoT access controller for enterprise IoT applications. First, Bluetooth long-range communication. With unique and patented technologies, Cassia enterprise-grade Bluetooth gateway extends Bluetooth range up to 400 meters for Bluetooth 4 and up to 1 kilometer with Bluetooth 5, without requiring the Bluetooth end devices and the Bluetooth protocol to make any changes. This solves the Bluetooth short range limitation. Second, enhanced one-to-many Bluetooth communication. Not only greatly extending the range, Cassia gateway can pair and connect up to 40 Bluetooth end devices and provide real-time bidirectional communication with those devices. Also, a single Cassia gateway can listen to hundreds of devices in broadcast mode at the same time. On top of that, Cassia gateways also come equipped with a pure scan feature designed to improve scanning capability in very noisy environment. Third, Cassia provides flexible backhaul and integration support for our enterprise customers. Users can use Ethernet, Wi-Fi, or cellular to connect their Bluetooth IoT network back to internet through Cassia gateway. Also, users benefit from simplified integration with the Cassia RESTful API and the device integration tools called DI. Fourth, Cassia gateway provides strong edge computing support. Users can run their own applications in the gateway's container for back-end device and the backhaul traffic management. It improves response time, security, scalability, and it also reduces cost for the customers. Fifth, to simplify remote management and access, Cassia provides an IoT access controller, a powerful centralized management software platform to provide users easy setup and management of thousands of gateways, tens of thousands of end devices, and make the network deployment a lot easier. Cassia Access Controller is a software solution and it can easily be installed in the cloud or a local server of the customer. Sixth, Kasia provides robust end-to-end security. This is extremely important for enterprise IoT applications. All the sensitive data are encrypted end-to-end. A dedicated TPM crypto chip in the Kasia gateway provides secure storage and a secure boot to further ensure sensitive data are secured at all times. Seventh, with an IP66 ruggedized enclosure, Kasia gateway such as X2000 can withstand the harshest environments in the factory or other outdoor facilities. This is especially important for industrial IoT customers. Last, and certainly not the least, Kasia supports Bluetooth roaming and Bluetooth locationing. Kasia's patented Bluetooth roaming technology supports seamless Bluetooth roaming, the first in the world and extremely important for supporting mobile IoT applications. Also, Kasia supports Bluetooth locationing that enables personnel and asset tracking applications that are becoming more and more important for enterprise customers.
Well, thank you for giving a very detailed response to that. You mentioned that Kasia's gateways can extend Bluetooth's range. Can you explain to our listeners why this is important and how Kasia achieves this?
Yeah, that's a good question. We all use Bluetooth devices at home. Nowadays, almost all smartphones and PCs support Bluetooth. And the most wearable devices, smart speakers and sensors, use Bluetooth too. What is the typical communication range you got at home for your Bluetooth devices, Sarah?
Well, typically they're very short range.
Can you take a guess? Like, you know, is that like 10 meters, 30 meters, 50 meters? Yeah. What is your experience on that?
I would have to say between 10 and 20 meters.
Okay. Yeah, that is exactly right. The communication for Bluetooth and the devices to a smartphone is typically pretty short. It's around 10 to 30 meters. And it typically cannot penetrate the walls. But this might be enough for many consumer applications. It's certainly far from sufficient for enterprise IoT applications. In the enterprise environment, you may have a very large number of Bluetooth devices distributed in a pretty large area, and they often need to be connected, located, and managed continuously in real time. The traditional consumer Bluetooth technology and approach simply won't meet these requirements. As just mentioned, Kasia Bluetooth gateways extend Bluetooth range up to 400 meters with Bluetooth 4 and up to 1 kilometer with Bluetooth 5 for line of sight, open space communication. And we achieve that without requiring the Bluetooth end devices and the Bluetooth protocol to make any changes. When people first hear about long range Bluetooth communication, they typically have two types of response. The first is that, you know, this is easy. All you need to do is to increase transmission power of the devices. Unfortunately, this doesn't really work here. Increasing transmission power of the end device will shorten the battery life, and that would defeat the very purpose of using Bluetooth for most IoT applications. Also, we don't make those end devices, and there is simply no way we can change that. The second type of response is that if you cannot increase transmission power, then this is impossible because what else can you do? Actually, there's another way and potentially a much better way to do this. Instead of increasing the transmission power, we can use smart antenna to boost bidirectional communication range. And also at the same time, increase the receive sensitivity of the gateways. This is really the key. And that is exactly what Cassia did. Cassia has three unique and patented technologies for this. First, smart antenna array to boost the communication range for both sending and receiving the signal. And second, a combination of hardware and software to significantly increase the receive sensitivity of the gateway so that the end device doesn't need to increase their transmission power. And we can still hear their signal from far, far away. Third, the technology to reduce the impact of noise and interference. This is also important because as the receive sensitivity goes up, the noise will be more likely to come in and have a bigger impact. So we need some way to fight that. All these technologies help to extend the Bluetooth range tremendously by a factor of 5 to 10. It also significantly lowers the customer network equipment and the deployment cost because the number of Bluetooth gateways needed to cover the same area will be greatly reduced.
Well, great. Thank you for answering. You know, we've been hearing a lot about Bluetooth 5 lately, and you briefly mentioned that Cassia does support Bluetooth 5. Can you share with our listeners the relationship between the two?
Sure, that is a very important question. Bluetooth 5 extends the range by reducing the bandwidth. In communication theory, you know, if you reduce the bandwidth, you can use a more aggressive coding algorithm, thus extended the range, and that is what Bluetooth 5 does. So in order for Bluetooth 5 to work, both sides have to use Bluetooth 5. By comparison, Cassia extends the communication range by using our patented smart antenna, sensitivity increasing, and the noise reducing technologies, as we just mentioned. Cassia extends the communication range for both Bluetooth 4 and Bluetooth 5 and the devices. And because the technologies used to extend the range are totally different, Bluetooth 5 and Cassia technology complement each other, and they actually multiply each other when it comes to range extension. I mentioned that, you know, we can potentially extend the range for Bluetooth 5 to about one kilometer. Actually, that's very conservative, and it can easily go much higher than that.
Great. Well, thank you for that. You also indicated earlier that Cassia supports flexible backhaul and easy integration. For those listeners who are not aware, can you explain a little bit what you mean by this?
Sure. Different customers have a different backhaul demand. Some customers have Ethernet in their facility, some have Wi-Fi, some have none, and they would prefer to use cellular. And Cassia gateway support all of those. So we have Ethernet, Wi-Fi, and USB cellular interfaces. And users can choose to use either Ethernet or Wi-Fi or cellular to connect their Bluetooth LTE network back to internet through the Cassia gateways. So it's very flexible. And also the same Ethernet interface can also be used to provide power to the gateway using power over Ethernet technology. It's very easy to use, easy to deploy and set up the network. On the integration side, Cassia provides simple and easy to use RESTful APIs to our partners for free to allow them to do the integration with their application software by themselves. Cassia also provides technical support for that whenever needed. For customers that are familiar with Bluetooth profiles and the RESTful API, this integration process typically only takes a couple of days or even just a few hours. on top of that, for the customers who are not familiar with Bluetooth profiles and RESTful API, or if they don't want to do the integration programming themselves, Kasia provides an integration tool called Device Integrator and the related professional services if needed. Device Integrator, or DI, is part of IoT Access Controller software offering. It has very simple graphic user interface for customers to select the services they need. With DI, the customers don't need to do any programming for the integration by themselves. That further simplifies integration and significantly reduces the time to market for our customers. Actually, for the Bluetooth devices that are already integrated into Kasia IoT system using DI, the customers hardly need to do anything on the integration side.
That sounds pretty powerful. I think we can all agree that flexibility is certainly a key requirement for today's enterprises. You also mentioned the advantages of edge computing. Can you briefly explain why this is important?
Sure. Edge computing is vitally important for many IoT applications. First, edge computing improves response time. Imagine what would happen if a running machine in the factory or a running car on the street has to wait for the command from the cloud to make every decision, to take every action. If there's a traffic jam, then that would be a disaster, right? You may have a very serious accident. For any applications that are time sensitive, you want the decision to happen as close to the edge as possible. Second, edge computing reduces cost of data transmission and the cloud services. If all the data have to be sent to the cloud for processing, the cost of backhaul data transmission and cloud service could be extremely high. Local data processing with edge computing can greatly reduce that cost. Finally, edge computing can greatly improve system reliability, security, and scalability. And all those are the benefits of using a distributed computing and networking architecture.
Great, thank you. Can Kasia Networks achieve this? And if so, how?
Certainly, yeah. Kasia gateways provide very strong edge computing support. Kasia gateways provide a Linux container, a virtual environment, and a lot of CPU power and memory for the users to run their own applications in the gateways container. This improves the response time, allows for better end device and the backhaul traffic management, and it also reduces cost. More than 80% of our industrial IoT and the digital health customers today use the edge computing feature of our gateway for their applications.
That's great. We talked a little bit about some of the industries that Kasia Networks is focused on. Can you share some industry examples of how Kasia's Bluetooth gateways are being used? And do these customers have special requirements? And if so, how is Kasia supporting their unique needs?
Great question. I'll give you two examples, one for IoT and another for digital health. The first is with ABB for IoT. A few years ago, ABB made a smart vibration sensor to monitor the health of machines, such as motors, to reduce machine downtime and save costs for the factory users. To have a long battery life, ABB chose to use Bluetooth low power for the vibration sensor communication. Before using Kasia Bluetooth gateways, the end users of the ABB sensors had to send someone with a smartphone or a pad to move around the factories to connect to and collect the data from the sensors one by one. It is very time consuming. It's not real time, very expensive, and not reliable. After adopting Kasia gateways and IoT access controller, the end users could collect the data and do all the monitoring and the device management work remotely. It is automatic, continuous monitoring in real time, very reliable, secure, and greatly reduces cost for the users. Today, Kasia Bluetooth IoT solution for IoT condition monitoring and predictive maintenance has been widely used for many customers, including the leading solution providers such as ABB, WEG, Andritz, SpaceSense, AVT Reliability, and NTT Docomo. For this type of IoT applications, long-range one-to-many communication, end-to-end security, weatherproof, ruggedized enclosure, edge computing support, and easy centralized management are all very, very important and beneficial. And as we just talked, Kasia's X1000, X2000 gateways are optimized for IoT applications can easily support those features. The second example is with Philips for digital health applications. Philips made a Bluetooth wearable bell sensor that can continuously monitor the respiratory rate and heart rate of the patients in hospitals. To connect these bell sensors back to their application software, Philips uses Kasia Bluetooth gateways and IoT access controller inside the hospitals. One Kasia gateway can connect up to 16 Philips bell sensors and cover several patient rooms. It is very reliable, secure, and greatly reduces deployment and the management cost. Philips launched this solution last year. It helped to improve the patient care and also help to fight the COVID-19 pandemic, as it greatly reduces the cross-infection risk inside the hospitals by achieving the continuous vital sign monitoring remotely without physical contact. Today, it has been deployed by many hospitals in Europe, US, and other countries, and very well received by the customers. Besides Philips, Kasia also works very closely with other leading medical device manufacturers and solution providers, such as Omron, Medtronic, and PMD, to provide continuous vital sign monitoring solutions to the user inside hospitals and at home. For this type of digital health applications, end-to-end security is extremely important to protect the sensitive user data. Also, reliable communication, the Bluetooth roaming support inside hospitals, and easy management and easy deployment support are also extremely important. All those are supported by Kasia today.
Well, thank you for sharing those industry examples, as well as some of the great companies that Kasia has partnered with. Well, that wraps up today's episode featuring Kasia Networks. And I would like to thank Felix Zhao for being our guest speaker today. For more information about Kasia Networks, Bluetooth gateways, and IoT access controller, I encourage everyone to visit kasianetworks.com. So stay tuned for episode 3 of our podcast. Well, we'll introduce Kasia's patented Bluetooth roaming technology. Until then, thanks everyone for tuning in.